继续来看以弗所书。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, let us continue to study the book of Ephesians.
刚刚我们提到神给我们有自主性。
So we have talked about how God has created us with free will.
他也给我们理性。
Give us rationale.
但是信仰是什么？
But what is faith?
信仰就是理性要回归圣经。
That is when we bring our rational mind under and return it to the Bible.
圣经是神的话。
The Bible records the word of God.
要让我们认识神，让我们有得救的智慧。
That we may come to know God and have the wisdom of salvation.
那既然他给我们他的话语，也给了我们理性。
So God created us a rational mind and then give us the word of God.
我们的理性回到圣经里面来。
Then we should bring our rational mind under the teaching of God.
我们理性被圣灵被真理来引导，就建立了一套的信仰体系。
Our rational mind, when it's guided by the Holy Spirit, by the Word of God, then that is faith.
纯信仰，纯理性没有信仰。
If a person is fully rational but have no faith,
但是信仰里头有理性。
However, we can actually find rationale in faith.
这个理性是回归圣经真理的。
And this rationale, is found when we return to the Word of God.
所以我们的理性是在圣经的范围里的来思考。
So our rational mind is within the boundary of the teaching of God.
首先我们要来学习圣经的道理。
First of all, we should study the Word of the Bible.
我们学习圣经的过程当中。
In the process of learning the Word of God,
我们就有理性的作用。
Then our rational mind can flourish.
我们运用我们的信心，让我们来顺服圣经的道理。
Through believing in the Word of God, we submit ourselves to the Word of God.
那么渐渐的就能够多知道神了。
And slowly we'll come to know and have the knowledge of God.
还在圣灵里面来祷告。
And we continue to pray in the Holy Spirit.
让体会到神跟我们同在。
And to experience the abundance of God.
还要灵修。
And spiritually cultivate ourselves.
在每一天的生活当中去体会神的带领。
That we can experience the guidance of God on a daily basis.
时常运用信心的功能。
Our faith can really help us in our daily life.
把我们所做的事情都交托在他的手上。
That we entrust everything unto God's hand.
也祈求他的带领。
And we ask for His guidance.
那因为有灵修会结出属灵的美德。属灵的果子。
So as we spiritually cultivate ourselves, we can then bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
在这个过程当中就能够更认识神。
And in the whole process, we'll come to know God better.
我们看哥罗西书第一章。
Let's take a look at Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
第一章九节，读到第十节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 9 to 10.
因此我们自从听见的日子也就为你们不住的祷告祈求愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意
For this reason we also since the day we heard it do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding
好叫你们行事为人对得其主凡事蒙他喜悦在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。
That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God.
在运用理性以前，他是安静虔诚的，要把这个事情放在祷告当中。
Before we can fully bring our rational mind under the guidance of the Bible, we should pray to God in quietness.
所以保罗为哥罗西教会的信徒祷告。
So Paul prayed for the members in Colossae.
那让我们理性呢是有圣灵的引导，有真理的引导。
That our rational mind may be guided by the spiritual, the Holy Spirit and the Word of God.
这样才有属灵的智慧。
This is how we may obtain spiritual wisdom.
那第十节就提到说，我们行事为人就是要注重灵修了。
Particularly in verse 10, talk about our conduct. We must walk worthy of the Lord. It's talking about spiritual cultivation.
在善的路上呢，与神同行，所以当然能够渐渐多知道神。
If we can walk with God together on this path of goodness, then in the process of doing so, we come to know more about God.
认识神不是纯理性。
So the knowledge of God is not just, it's not fully rational.
是理性要回归圣经。
It's not purely rational, but it's that rational mind under the Bible.
那我们要借着祷告，谦卑在神面前来领受他的话语。
And then we should also come in the presence of God in humility, pray to him.
好，我们再看看保罗他的祷告是什么。
So let us take a look at Paul's prayer.
再看回来看以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
第一章的十八节。
Chapter 1 verse 18.
第二个祈求是，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望。
The second request that he has is the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling.
就是让我们知道，我们被呼召来，我们得的恩典是什么样的盼望。
That we can understand what is the hope that comes with his calling.
那就是要让我们承受天国的福气。
That is, we should receive the blessing from heaven.
这个就是福气的内容，将来在神的国里头。
This is the content of the blessing that we may one day dwell in heaven with our Lord always.
当中当然包含了所谓的属灵的奥秘。
So it also includes a spiritual mystery.
就是我们这个盼望是怎么来的
？So how does this hope come about?
是神道成肉身来到世上。
The Word became God.The Word became flesh and dwelt in man.
这整个救恩的过程，它的原理呢是非常完美、无懈可击的。
The whole salvation plan is perfect.
好，所以我们得到了这个盼望是这么样的丰富，是这么样的奥秘。
So this hope that we have is so abundant and wonderful.
有时候读圣经读一读到晚上的时候好好的思想心里都很感动。哎呀，我们成了什么样的人呢？
Sometimes after reading the Bible and then we ponder upon it as we lie on our bed and trying to sleep, then we become quite enlightened and thought that the Word of God is so wonderful.
最近有一个慕道者他到教会来。
There was a truth-seeking friend that came to church recently.
他现在到教会来大概两个月的时间。
It's been about two months now.
他在佛教里面当尼姑当尼姑，削发为尼三十年的时间。
She was actually a monk in a Buddhist temple for 30 years.
那么小弟到我们加拿大之前，前一个星期还到那间教会去跟他认识。
So a week before I came to Canada, I was actually visiting that church, and I came to know about this truth-seeking friend.
他那个时候说，他到我们真耶稣教会一个月。
At that time, she has been in True Jesus Church for one month now.
那这个月她整个人生是一个很大的转变。
And in this one month, she has quite a big change in her life.
因为她年轻的时候这个婚姻不如意
When she was much younger, she did not have a good marriage.
所以她就遁入空门削发为尼青灯伴我独就是当尼姑了。
So she decided to give herself to.Her religion and to depart from home, go live in the Buddhist temple and become a woman monk.
但是在他的信仰的生活里头，他发现有很多邪恶的东西。
However, living in the temple, she realized in her religion there are much evil.
他并没有让他心里得到真正的平静。
She did not receive true peace at all.
所以他失望离开。
So she, with much disappointment, she departed from the temple.
就回到凡尘他们所谓的回到凡尘俗世来生活。
And she returned to the carnal world.
就是还俗了，不当尼姑了。
She stopped being a monk.
那她发现她自己就发现自己好像有忧郁症。
And then she realized I may have depression.
她的孩子也看她。有忧郁症。
And her children look at her and says, "Yes, you have depression."
她本来婚姻不如意，想说借着宗教来帮助她。
So out of the distress and the grief from her marriage, she wanted help from religion.
但是她到那里头去的时候也受伤害。
And then she went into that religion and was hurt and come out with much suffering.
所以带着忧郁症离开了。
And then she came out with depression.
好，那个时候大概是一年多的时间，有一个基督教的教派去跟他传福音
So for about a period of one year, there's another a Christian denomination try to preach to her.
但是那个教派 的主张就是说，将来天国主耶稣在地上就是要建立一个地上的王国了，在这地面上的了。
However, that Christian denomination tell her that in the future, Lord Jesus Christ will come on earth again and will establish heaven in the world on earth.
他就想说，这个世界上生活很苦啊，啊，将来也是要永远在这个地上啊。像这样的生活啊。
And then she thought living in this world is actually quite challenging and difficult for all suffering. And in the future, we're going to be here forever.
啊，她也没有得到真正的这个没有正确的信仰来引导，她觉得也不能够接受。
Without a correct biblical teaching to guide her, she is not fully able to accept it.
她有忧郁症，她曾经想说，在那个车水马龙的那个大马路哦。他要从这边横跨过去。
So she has depression and then she wants to kill herself. So one time when in a very busy street where there's a lot of vehicles traveling, she just ran across.
啊，那撞车就死了，就算了。
And she thought if a car would hit me, that would be good, and I would say goodbye to this world.
啊，所以他就真的一直往前走啊。
So she kept going straight.
哎。很多车子都闪过啊。
So many cars was able to avoid her, hitting her.
活不下去是很难过的。
To 活不下去是很难过。It's very difficult to not continue to able to live.
想死又死不去很痛苦啊。
But even more painful is you want to die, but you cannot die.
她对生命已经没有盼望。
She has no more hope in life.
所以她的孩子哦，哇。很紧张啊，每天就是整天都一定要有人陪伴她，
so、
看着她。
Children is very worried about her, and then every day they will rotate and have someone to be with her all the time.
那从现在算起哈、啊，大概两个月前。
So from now, from today, about 2 months ago.
哦，因为我小弟去那边的时候，他说已经到我们教会一个月，那现在差不多也是又过一个月，所以是两个月前的事情。
Because when I saw her a month ago.She says she's been in True Jesus Church for a month now, so this happened 2 months ago.
有一天她骑摩托车的时候
，One day when she was riding the motorcycle,
发生车祸
，She met with an accident.
哦，在台湾大家骑摩托车都骑得很快
，In Taiwan they always ride a motorcycle very fast.
撞了，人就腾空飞跃，就飞起来了。
So when she crashed into something, she flew into the air.
所以常常在台湾可以看到很多的特技表演呢。
In Taiwan, you will see these acrobatic demonstrations.
那当他腾空飞起来的时候，要落地。
So as she is flying and landing, crashing onto the floor.
他说有五个天使。
She said there were 5 angels.
把她抱着
，holding her.
然后说生命很宝贵。
And say to her, life is precious.
把她轻轻地放下。
And gently place her down onto the ground.
只有轻轻的这个皮肉伤。
So she has only scraped her skin briefly.
她自己想说，那一次她应该会死掉。
So when she thought to herself, that she was dying.
旁边的人说，怎么样，快死了，是不是重伤了
？And then people on the side look at her situation, thought that she must be gravely ill. Hurt.
他又站起来。
And then she stood up.
哇，好好的，大家很惊讶，说哇，这个应该要死掉的。
Then people were so surprised because the way how she flew out and fall, she probably should have died.
那他就知道说，这个就是基督教的，因为他常常也他或多或少会听有一些人在讲天使，啊，这个天使应该是耶稣基督派遣来的。
So she has some understanding of the Christianity, and then she heard about the angels. So she said, okay, these angels should be sent by Christ.
好了，但是她不知道到哪里去找耶稣啊。
However, she didn't know where to go to find Christ.
因为她对原来那个来跟她传福音那个基督教派，她不满意嘛。
Because she was not satisfied at all from that from the Christian denomination that has been trying to preach to her.
那有一天，就是过了几天，她到那个。早上的时候去那个公园啊运动嘛。
So one day after a few days later, in the morning, early in the morning, she went to the park and exercise.
啊，她现在年纪已经有六十多岁了。
She's about 60 some years old.
她在运动的时候，旁边有我们一位姐妹哈。
And there was one of our sister from our church also is exercising there.
哦，我们这个姐妹啊，不晓得是在做什么运动，然后她就讲话就讲到一句。感谢主啦。
And they were doing some kind of exercise, we were talking, and then my sister said, thank the Lord.
这位女士在旁边就问她说， 感谢主，那主在哪里？主在哪里？你跟我讲。
And then this true seeker heard our sister say, "Thank the Lord." It's like you are thinking the Lord. Where is this Lord that you're thinking?
我在找主啊！你在哪里聚会？你的主在哪里
？I'm looking for this Lord. Where is your Lord? Where do you go for service?
他说我们就是真耶稣教会啊。
And our sister say, "I belong to True Jesus Church."
啊，带你去啊。
I'll bring you there, no problem.
那结果是怎么样？结果就是在教会的旁边呢、啊，走路才一分钟就到了，旁边而已、啊。
So actually, where they were exercising is only a minute away from the church, walking.
他就来了。
So she came.
那、啊、这个教会哈、啊，早上六点半到七点半祷告一个小时，有一个祷告会。
And in the morning, the church have a morning prayer session from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 a.m.
啊，他也来参加。
And she came for the service.
下午也参加。
And also came for the afternoon service.
教会平时都有人在那里，就陪她读圣经啊，祷告了。
And there are always people around in the church, and then they can accompany her to read the Bible and to pray.
哦，她来大概一个礼拜哈，她就求到圣灵了。
And she came for 1 week, and she has prayed and received for the Holy Spirit.
那她整个人都改变。
And her entire person changed.
她的孩子说：“妈妈，你怎么这么天天都这么笑嘻嘻的，这么喜乐
？”And then her children wonder, "Mom, what happened to you? How come you are so joyful now?"
她说：“我去教会了。
”And she said, "I just go to church."
哪有这个事情？你去之前这个基督教派哈、哦，跟你传福音啊，你已经跟他们谈到谈一个一年了，你都还想要死啊？怎么去到什么一个地方？一个礼拜你现在变成这样，那是什么教会、啊、
？And then the children say, "How is that possible? You've already." This other Christian denomination is coming to you for over a year now. How can you have changed so much? Or even just a week?
他儿子特地跑到教会来看。
So her son specially came to church.
跟传道，谢谢谢谢谢。哦，妈妈，这个星期哦，变了一个人了。
And say to the preacher, thank you very much. My mom has changed completely over this 1 week.
哦，他现在慢慢明白道理。
And he also can, he or she also slowly come to understand the truth.
他跟小弟讲了。
And they told me,
神为什么要这样爱我？
Why do God come and love me so?
哎呀，这个福气实在太大了，我为什么不能早一点来认识耶稣？
Oh, this is such a great blessing. How come I didn't come to know him sooner?
我那之前的三十年如果进到真教会里面来，不晓得多好，在三世人那边受苦啊。
For 30 years, if I knew to come to True Jesus Church, it would be so much better.
她现在变一个人了。
So she has completely changed.
她还去传福音，还要带了一些慕道者。
And she actually go about preaching the gospel and bring some truth-seeking friends.
哇，天天都是非常喜乐。
Every day with much joy.
看到人就笑了。
And she will smile and greet whoever she sees.
她说这是耶稣改变她的生命。
And then she said, "Testify, Lord Jesus Christ has changed my life."
是非常奇妙的事情啊。
Very miraculous.
好，感谢主，我们得到的恩召是何等的指望。
Thank God that this calling is wonderful.
好，我们再看第三个祈求是什么。
So let us take a look at the third prayer request.
啊，就是真知道神的应许有何等丰盛的荣耀。
To know that in verse 18 in the second part, that what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints?
这个福音就是显明神的荣耀哦。
This gospel demonstrates and manifests the glory of God.
而且也是要让我们得荣耀的。
And we can also be a partaker of this glory.
就是要让我们真正能够体会出来那个荣耀何等丰盛。
So Paul's prayer is that we may really come to understand and experience how great this glory really is.
啊，以前在罪里头啊，就是被罪捆绑啊，成为罪的奴仆，一点荣耀都没有。
Previously, as we live in sin, under the bondage of sin, is a life of shame and with no glory at all.
但是现在摇身一变，变成王的王子啊，变成王子，而且将来跟主耶稣要一起。当王来掌王权。
However, now that we have received a new status of a sonship of a princehood, that we can eventually reign together with God.
在灵战当中，我们要跟主耶稣一起啊，来得胜魔鬼，把魔鬼踏在脚下，那就是真正的荣耀。
In the spiritual battle, we shall fight and overcome Satan and trample Satan underfoot together with Christ, and this is glory.
好。那第四个就是真知道神的能力。
And the fourth one is to truly know God's power.
然后呢，二十节到二十三节其实就是在解释十九节这句话的意思。
So from verse 20 to 3 is talking about it's describing verse 19.
神在我们相信他的人身上显出的能力何等大。
So God's mighty power is revealed on those who firmly believe him.
前面谈到各种的属灵福气, 在第一节第一章开始讲, 天上各样属灵的福气。
So starting from the first chapter, you talk about all the heavenly blessings.
那这些福气怎么成全呢?
So how did these heavenly blessings came about?
神完全的能力呢, 来做一个保证。
The mighty power of God will testify and guarantee these spiritual blessings.
祂的能力这么大, 显在我们身上, 所以呢, 祂能够成全这个救赎。
So God's mighty power, once it works upon us, then we may be saved.
那么这个能力 底下解释说怎么大呢?
So then it describes how great this mighty power is.
是在耶稣基督身上运行的大能大力使他从死里复活。
So this mighty power worked on Lord Jesus Christ and he was raised from the dead.
最大的在这个世界上最大的力量就是死亡。
The greatest power on this earth is death.
这亚历山大哈。 亚历山大大帝希腊帝国的这个皇帝20岁登基当王
Alexander the Great he became emperor at the age 20
然后33岁就死掉
and then he died at the age 33
那他要死以前啊 他说他这个全世界已经没有地方可以让他征服了
and he looked about and he said there is nowhere left to conquer in this world
他跑到西伯利亚问说这过去是什么冰天雪地没有土地了西伯利亚
Siberia. He went to Siberia and he just keep looking. There is nothing behind this this place.
再往下到印度洋.
And he went south to the Indian Ocean.
印度的南边, 问说, 再过去是什么? 汪洋一片啊。
And he asked the people there, hey, what's behind that ocean? They say it's just a bunch of water.
再一直征服到西班牙的海边.
And he went all the way west to Spain.
他坐下来.
He sat down.
再过去是什么?
What's happening over there?
汪洋一片大海.
It's just vastness of ocean.
他那个时候就坐下来.
And then he sat down again.
哭了.
He cried.
为什么哭了?
Why did he wept?
我这么年轻.
I'm so young.
还不到30岁.
I'm not even 30.
但是这个世界已经没有土地可以让我来征服了.
But there are nothing left to conquer in this world.
好大的口气啊.
He was so arrogant.
这么年轻已经没有
I'm still so young and there's nothing left to conquer.
因为那个时候还不知道有美洲嘛, 不然的话就跑到加拿大来也是一大片的土地啊。
He didn't know about Americas at that time, or else you could come over and this bunch of land here in Canada.
那么他要死以前啊, 33岁他是怎么死的呢?
So age 33, how did he die?
根据历史是他患了一种热病。
According to the history, he is kind of a disease, fever.
那种热病应该是经由那个蚊子叮咬传染的。
It was passed up by a mosquito, infected by a mosquito.
这么强的一个人, 一只蚊子叮他就倒了。
He's such a great person, but only one small mosquito bite him, and then he's down.
这些文武百官在旁边就说, 大王啊, 你过世以后, 你权位要归给谁啊?
So all his generals says, great, my great king, who will you pass your power and authority to?
他说, 找一个比我强壮的人来。
And he said, find someone who is stronger than I.
旁边的这些文武百官, 大家看一看, 最强壮的人倒在这里啊。
And then everyone look at each other and says, you are the strongest one, and you're lying down here.
死亡也胜过亚历山大。
Death overcame Alexander the Great.
他可以征服全世界。
He could conquer the world, but he was conquered by death.
死亡的力量没有一个人能够超越。
No one can overcome death.
神的能力可以。
But God's power may.
他是生命的主。
Because he is the Lord of life.
所以现在保罗说, 你们要真正知道神的能力有多大,你知道吗? 胜过死亡啊。
So Paul said to the members in Ephesus, you should know the mighty power of God. Do you know how great his power is? It overcome death.
从主耶稣基督死里复活这件事情可以知道
From this incident of how Lord Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, we can clearly see the mighty power of God.
并且叫他在天上坐自己的右边
That he may be raised up and sit on his right hand side.
21节
21
还胜过一切执政的掌权的有能的 主治的和一切有名的。
Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age but also in that which to come.
好，所有的，从以前到现在的，天上地下的，所有的都胜过了。
So everything he has overcome.
啊，所以他能够成为一个救主。
That is why he is the savior.
啊，在二十二节。
Verse 22.
还把万有伏在他的脚下。
So he put all things under his feet.
啊，这就是神的全能啊。
This is the almighty power of God.
一切所有的救赎的恩典都是在他全能，他能力当中来成全。
So all the plan of salvation, the work of our salvation has been completed under his power.
这样就是要建立信徒的信心哦。
That our faith might be established.
也知道说这个救恩的确定性。
And it's also to affirm that of affirm this salvation.
啊，然后也因为主耶稣基督钉十字架，他流宝血来买赎了这些人回来，所以他就成为教会的之首。
And because the Lord, since the Lord Jesus Christ, he has died and shed his blood and purchased and redeemed the church to belong to him, therefore he has also become the head of the church.
啊，就这样就建立了他的身体，就是教会。
And this is how he established.And build up his body, which is church.
所以到二十二节、二十三节就写了。
So from verse 22 and 23, quotes.
啊，他就成为教会啊，他为教会呢做万有之首。
So he is the head over all things to the church.
啊，教会是他的身体。
And which is his body?
啊，能够充是被那个充满万有的人来充满了。
The fullness of him who fills all in all.
啊，我们从这一段话来了解到今天的教会。
So from these passages, we should come and understand our church today.
这是基督所建立的。
This is established by Christ.
他流宝血所建立的。
He established it with his precious blood.
所以教会就是基督的身体。
Church is the body of Christ.
我们都是他的肢体联络起来的。
We are the ligaments that come together to form this body.
那这个肢体如果离开身体，它就不能活了。
Should a part of a body, a body left the body cannot continue to live.
我们今天每一个人领受恩赐呢，就是在建造基督的身体。
So every one of us, as we utilize and receive these spiritual gifts, we are building the church, the body of Christ.
啊，基督就是居首位的。
And Christ is the head.
啊，所以我们做事、说话，甚至连开会的时候，我们都要知道说，基督在我们中间，基督在我们教会居首位，他坐在最重要的位置，不要讲话，讲到变成好像没有神的存在，好像基督不在这里一样。
So what in whatever we do, especially in church, holy work, or in our meeting, we should not speak as if Christ is not among us. In fact, Christ is among us, and he is in the highest chair.
我们在教会里面只能够去建造他，不能够破坏他。
We should only build and not destroy the church.
哎，这是基督的身体。
Because this is the body of Christ.
我们只能够拥护他。
We should support it as much as we can.
补足它不足的地方。
And to accommodate any type of weaknesses, then we should fill it up.
那我们既然是基督的肢体，身上的肢体，我们也在这连接在这里头了，我们也得到帮助呢，我们在成长。
And as we are part of the body of Christ, we can grow together.
所以每个信徒应该融入教会的生活。
So every member should immerse themselves in the church life.
那整体一起来成长。
That the whole church can grow together.
一起来侍奉。
Serve together.
哦，在真理的造就上来长大。
And can grow up together under the teaching of the Word of God.
在侍奉中来成长。
And grow together also in serving God.
啊，这就是教会的建立。
This is the establishment of church.
好，我们再看第二章哈。
Let's turn to chapter 2.
稍微要开快车了。
So we're going to speed up a little bit.
啊，就是说这第二章其实清楚知道它是谈两个时间点来看我们以前跟现在是怎么样。
So in chapter 2, particularly, Paul talked about two time periods before and after a person believed in the Lord.
啊，第一节到第十节。
From verse 1 to 10.
这一段是在讲什么呢？
What is this section talking about?
我们以前的地位是什么？
What is our status before?
以前是第一节说死在过犯罪恶之中。
Verse 1 says we were dead in sin.
这个死是灵性的死。
This dead is a spiritual deadness.
就是因为罪啊，所以灵性死掉了。
Because of sin, our spiritual life was dead.
但是现在神叫我们活过来。
Now God has made us alive.
啊，那还没有来到主里的时候呢，这个生活是什么样的呢？
So before we came to the Lord, what was our life like?
行事为人是随从今世的风俗啊。
So we live according to the tradition of the world.
第二个就是顺服空中掌权者的首领啊。
Submitting to the prince of the power in the air.
这个首领是什么呢？就是在悖逆的人心中运行的邪灵。
The spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience.
那第三个。
Three.
放纵肉体的私欲。
We conduct ourselves according to the lust of our flesh.
随着肉体和心中所爱的去做。
Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind.
第四个。
Fourth.
我们是一个可怒之子，就是要承受神的怒气的。
By nature, children of wrath.
我们这样读起来，发现说，在今天这个世界哈，人的生活真的就是这样。
So as we read these passages, you realize people living in the world, living in this kind of situation.
今世的风俗就是人的堕落的思想所造出来的所谓的文化文明。
The tradition of the world, the culture of the world is something created by the corruption of their mind.
那这一些是从堕落的思想来的。
This comes from a corrupted thinking.
所以它有残缺不全的部分。
So it's full of loopholes and corruption.
还有呢，被心中的邪灵给引导。
And also they were guided by the evil spirit that is in their heart.
所以就产生对神的悖逆。
And they became obedient to the will of God.
我们看到今天真的世上的人真的很可怜。
So we can see the people of the world truly pitiful.
很多人生活在邪灵当中。
So many people is under the control of this evil spirit.
教会有一个姐妹。
There was a sister in church.
她有一天从教会门口经过。
So one time she just walking by the church front door.
走进来了。
And then she came in.
小弟问说，请问有什么需要帮助吗？
And then I asked her, is there anything I can help you with?
开始哭了。
She started crying.
我命苦啊，我这一辈子很命苦。
I'm such a pitiful person. I have lived a harsh life.
我要找教会。
I would like to look for a church.
我要信耶稣。
I want to believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
为什么呢？
Why?
他就开始讲他的故事。
And she started talking about her life.
小弟看到他的时候，应该是五十多岁的一个这中年女子。
When I met her, she was about in her fifties.
她整个脸脸都变成黄色的，那个眼珠里面瞳仁白色的那个眼珠眼白都已经变成黄的了。
So her whole person is yellow, including her skin tone and her eyes.
所以应该是胆或是肝有问题好像黄疸这样哇。脸都是变成黄的。
Maybe something to do with her liver or internal organs is not working well.
她说她的肝不好。
So she said her liver is not well.
她说她十九岁那一年。
She said in the age 19.
你看她可以知道说她年轻的时候应该也是长得蛮标致的就是她有漂亮的外形。十九岁应该会更漂亮。
You can tell, you know, when she was 19, she must have been rather beautiful.
她说十九岁结婚了。
She said she married at the age of 19.
生了一个孩子。
She gave birth to a child.
后来先生过世。
And then the husband passed away.
孩子慢慢长大。
This child slowly grew up.
不听话。
Would not listen to her.
她很难过。
She's very sad.
嫁丈夫想要依靠丈夫，结果丈夫先倒。
And she married a husband, hope to rely on the husband, and the husband passed away.
生孩子希望将来有盼望，但是这个孩子现在靠不了了。因为已经很坏了。
He gave birth to a son, hopefully trying her best to raise the son. Now one day she may be able to rely on the son, but the son has gone bad.
所以她说，哎呀，我的命怎么这么苦啊？
So she said to herself, I have such a pitiful life.
人家说你再去找那个算命的，把你的命运改啊，改运啊，改命啊。
And then people recommended to her, you should go to a fortune teller. These fortune tellers may be able to change your fate.
人家就跟他讲说，什么地方有一个很有名的。
So they tell her there's this particular popular fortune teller or diviner somewhere.
他就去了。
So she went.
去的时候他本来是给相命的看嘛，结果呢是那个相命的看中他了。本来要看命，对，现在相中她了。
So
看中她，哇，怎么年轻这么漂亮
？So she went there when she was a bit younger, and then the diviner or the fortune teller looked at her.
就跟他讲说，你什么地方都不用去了，你要好命对不对？你好命，你就是跟我一起住，跟我生活。
And then a fortune teller says, "You don't need to go anywhere to find a good life. Just come and live with me."
啊，我已经有小三了，有小四了，你就当小五就好了。
I have a third woman. No. I have a second woman and a third woman. You can be the fourth one.
啊，你就留下来住。
You can stay behind.
啊，我给你荣华富贵。
I'll give you wealth and everything you want.
她本来听不懂啊。
She at first she didn't understand.
后来她听懂了，哎呀，怎么可以这样？
And all of a sudden, she understood it. She's like, how can this be?
她就说，我不要。
I don't want to.
啊，那个相命说，你一定会来找我。
And then the fortune teller said, you will come back to me.
啊，我死也不会回来。
And she said, even if I die, I will not come back.
她都站起来要走了。
She get up and she wanted to go.
那个相命的哈，用她的手哈，在这个小姐的脚上啊，这个腿上给她拍一下。
And then the fortune teller hit her by her.
然后那个她这个小姐就走了，我死也不会回来，就跑出去了。
So this lady ran out, says I will never come back, and ran away.
回到家里去啊，她家是在台南哈，回到家里去。
So she went home, kind of far away.
哎呀，然后几天以后怎么这个膝盖啊一直痛一直痛。
After a few days, she start feeling her knee start to ache.
他就到台南省立台南医院哈去挂，当然先想到像挂骨科嘛。
So she went and take a look at a bone doctor.
哦，这个骨科医生说你没有问题啊，没事。
And then the doctor says, nothing wrong with your bone.
那再来要找哪一科呢
？So what else she should look?
外科、啊。
Maybe
外科说你也没有外伤啊，你说没有问题啊。
She went to all kinds of doctors.
那找内科好了。省立台南医院十几科哈，每一科都挂号了。
So all the specialists, doctors, she went to see them all.
还是痛，
膝盖一直痛，
找不到问，找不到原因。
She doesn't know why.
她就想说，哎呀，我要走的时候，她跟我拍了一下。
And then she remembered when I was fleeing, this fortune teller hit me on the leg.
而且跟我讲说，你会回来找我。
And say to me, you will come back to me.
真的这样吗
？Really, is this what happened?
难道我被他的法术邪术给控制了吗？
Am I under his spell or control?
好了，半信半疑啊。
So she was wondering.
啊，回去看看。
So she actually went back.
她一进，她真的回去找了。一进到那个相命的门内啊，她房子的门内一进去就好了。
So right when she entered into the fortune teller's house, she is no longer feel pain in her knee.
我跟你说你会回来找我啊。
And then the fortune teller said, "I told you you'll come back."
住下来。
So she stayed.
我说你住多久？
I asked her, how long did you stay?
19年。
19 years.
所以看到她的时候已经变成中年的妇人。
So when I saw her, she's already in her middle age.
肝也不好，整个脸都是黄色。
Her liver is no good and her whole face is yellow.
啊，小弟问她说，这19年当中，难道你都没有想过你要脱离？
Then I asked her, in this 19 years, did you not think to run away?
她说好几次离开了，但是还是要回来找她，没办法，被控制。
She said, I have run away a couple of times, but there is nothing I can do. There is always have to come back.
那后来她听到有人跟她讲说，如果你要脱离，你要信耶稣。
And then she heard someone told her, if you want to depart from that bondage, you have to believe in Christ Jesus.
只有耶稣才能够释放你。
Only Lord Jesus can help you.
所以在后来那几年，她也去跟人家到什么基督教的什么祷告山啊。去做什么什么什么是灵修啦，灵修会啦。
So she also in the last few years she has been going down all kinds of Christian activities, prayerful mountains, and other things like that.
都不能好。
But she was not able to be cured.
哦，那她刚好那一天就从教会门口经过。
So that day she was just walking by the church.
这条路她常常走啊。
She has passed by this road many times.
她说很奇妙，到今天走这条路的时候，就抬头看就看到真耶稣教会这五个字。
So she say it was miraculous. Today it just happened. She looked up and she saw True Jesus Church, the sign.
就进来了。
And then she came in.
那正好小弟也在教会，在会堂里面。
And then I was there too.
听了她的故事。
After hearing her story.
啊，快要把眼泪给听出来了。
I almost start to shed tears.
啊，这个世界上怎么这么苦命的人
？How can someone so pitiful live in the world？
啊，真的可怜。
Very tragic life.
啊，我跟他讲说，主耶稣在带领你啊。你要来在这个地方，你要好好祷告。
Oh, so I say to her, Lord Jesus Christ is guiding you. You should pray.
啊，我 们就跟她介绍我们真耶稣教会，给她很多的刊物看。
So we provide her with much our church publications.
啊，感谢主，她很单纯。
She's actually very simple-minded.
她也有体验。
And she has experience.
啊，所以天天到教会。
So she come to church every day.
啊，当时候她的教会是每天都。都有聚会的，所以他每天都到教会来。
So every day she there was a service, so she came to church every day.
哦，那讲到这个地方哈、哦，看到雅仪传道娘站走进来，他那个时候应该是在就是在台南教会读书的时候。
So at that time, Sister Afia, preacher's wife, she was studying in that church.
好、哦，那这个小姐她每天都来。
So this lady came in every day.
一直慕道，一直慕道，快到灵恩布道，他要接受洗礼。
And she was truth seeking until the spiritual, evangelical services, and she wanted to be receive water baptism.
他到我们教会来以后，他那个膝盖的痛都完全好了，都没有再发作。
After she come to Jesus Church, she has never experienced pain again in her knee.
好，然后很喜乐，一直喜乐，他整个脸就变了。
And she was full of joy, even her whole countenance has changed.
啊，所以有姐妹说传道。我们看这个姐妹都很漂亮，不要说那个相命的是相中她了，我们看她也是很漂亮。
So the other sister says, we can look at this sister. This sister is really beautiful.
哎，是她到教会来，慢慢，她整个脸色、脸表情都已经开始变化。
So she come to church, she's very joyful. Her countenance is changed.
但是呢，最后有一个临战。
But however, there was a spiritual battle at the end.
哎，有一个晚上没有来啊。
One night she did not come.
那我们就跟这个教会的访问组说：“赶快，明天早上 要早一点到教会来祷告，我们要去打仗了。”那个姐妹没有来，要去打仗。
We said to the caring group says, "We should tomorrow early in the morning come to the church. We pray and then we go and fight the spiritual battle."
啊，所以有几个姐妹就很早到教会先祷告。
So some sister they came early to the church and pray.
祷告我们就去了。
And after we pray, we went to see her.
到她家的那个门口。
Why when we come to her house?
因为那个是一个古老的城市啊。
It's an old city.
哦，那个台南很多人都住在那个巷子里面呢、啊，弄起来行哎，行啊来，哦，所以都到那个巷子里面去找。
And she lived inside like a small alley.
啊，她那个是一个以前那个老旧的房子四合院。
It is a very old style house with four corners.
到门口呢有一户人家。
And then in the front door, there is actually one household lived there.
我们走到那个地方去。
So when we come to that place,
哇！突然间有一只狗就 bang 的，我们两个已经距离大概说二十公分了。
And there was a huge dog that jumped up at me.
哦，幸好它有那个铁链链住啊。
And good thing there was chain on the dog.
哇！真的吓了一跳。
I was shocked.
我看它眼睛。
I look at its eye.
好像那个鬼的眼睛一样。
It looks like the eye of a Satan.
他的主人在旁边就拿棍子就打他。
And then the master hit him with a stick.
就打他。
And hit him again.
一方面跟我们道歉了，对不起，对不起。
And say sorry to us at the same time.
然后就说了一句话说，你见到鬼啊！我想说他刚刚是见到我、啊。
And then the owner keep hitting the dog. Said, "Did you see a ghost or something? Why do you act like this?" And I thought he just saw me.
所以这个道歉是真的还是假的
？So is he really saying sorry or just being sarcastic?
看到鬼啊！打那个狗。
Did you see a ghost or something? And he keep beating the dog.
然后那个主人说，这只狗从来不会这样的。
And then the master says, "This dog has never been like this."
好了，我们大概心里有数啊。
Then we kind of getting a hold of the understanding the situation.
然后这个超过时间了。这个主人说，这只狗昨天晚上就叫了整天晚上。
And then the master says, "It's never happened before, but this dog has been barking all night yesterday."
好，简单讲了，快转，到里头去帮他祷告。
So we went in to pray for her.
哦，那个姐妹的脸呢、哦，那个眼睛跟刚我看到的那个狗的眼睛一样。
The sister's eyes is just like the same as the dog I saw.
哦。然后我们为他祷告，啊，他那个时候已经不认得我们了。
At that time, she no longer recognized us.
哦，都一直骂我们呢。
She's cursing at us.
啊，那个声音变成一个男生的声音，很粗的声音。
And she speak with the voice of a man.
他祷告到二十分钟。
We pray for about 20 minutes.
后来他就安静，就平静了，那个鬼就离开了。
And then she quieted down, and then the Satan left.
哦，那我们就跟他问，你刚刚讲什么话？有什么表情？有什么状况？然后你讲什么话？
So we describe her to her what will you look like and what did you do and what did you say.
再把它整个再重新整合一下。
And then we discuss.
就是魔鬼在他里面讲话， 透过他的声带讲话，讲话。
So she said, usually she will leave at 7 in the evening to come to church and to arrive at church at 7:10 to pray for the 7:30 service. But at 7 o'clock, her knees start hurting again.
那我说, 那什么时候好了?
So I asked her, so when did you become well?
她说8点半就好了。
She said, right at 8:30, it became well.
我们聚会是7点半到8点半。
So our service time is 7:30 to 8:30.
所以是冲着 要阻挡他,
so this pain is to trying to stop her from coming to church.
感谢主他有信心啊,
but thank God she has faith. So she experienced this again.
所以后来他说不管怎么样我爬也要爬去。
So then she has made a determination. No matter what, I will definitely go to church. Even if I have to crawl, I will crawl to church.
所以那次就胜过了。
So that time she overcome.
后来就受洗了。
And then she received water baptism.
你看啊，有人用法术啊，邪灵在他心中啊，他做什么事情，邪灵在他心中。
So some people can use these kind of evil spirit to control people.
所以这个邪灵在这个世界啊，大大的混乱。
So this evil spirit actually is creating a lot of chaos in the world.
有些宗教就是邪灵附在这当中来控制人，得到利益。
So there are some religion they are based on these evil spirit to receive some kind of gain.
感谢主，我们在这样的恩典里面。
Thank God we are in His grace today.
一起默祷。
Let's bow and pray in silence.